So welcome to all you Dice devotees. Welcome to the celebration of Lord Nrsimhadeva's appearance day. It's so crowded here, we wish everybody keep social distancing. Okay. Oh, you don't mind if I play the guitar? He's the expert. When we get a lot of people here, you switch to the other camera where you can see me from the back. You can see that? No? Yeah. See? Look. No, look. Yeah, you see. When we get a lot of people, not now, it's too embarrassing. Because everybody's listening to me. You see that? They can see me from the back. So today is Lord Nrsimhadeva's appearance day. And of course, we'll get a lot more people later on. When the dancing is there and the Abhishek is there, but somehow or other. If it's just me, it ain't as interesting. So we're going to chant the prayers to Lord Nrsimhadeva first. And you're all invited to chant responsibly. Namaste, Nrsimhaya. Namaste, Nrsimhaya. Balladalad, Dayanay. Nasringamatim Sharanam Prapajoy Sringamatim Sharanam Prapadoy. Namaste Nada Sringaya. Namaste Nada Sringaya. Palad and lad, Hiranya Kashi Purvaksha. Hiranya Kashi. Shila Cham Khan Kalaya. Shila Cham Khan Kalaya. Ito na singa. But ito na singo. Sing up, don't sing up. You toy to yummy, don't sing up. By here, sing up. We die in a single, by in a single, we die in a single, the string of a dim, Sharanam proper joy, string of a dim, Sharanam. Brapa joy, the string I'm a dim, Sharanam brapa joy, the string I'm a dim, Sharanam brapa joy, Tamakara come a lava brain, a come a Buddha singer. Narita Hiranya Kasipu Tana Vringa Kesava Trita Narari Rupa Jaira Gare Sade Jaira Gare Sade Jaira Gare Sade Tabakara kamala varena kama buddha singa Ganita Hiranya Kasipu Tanu Bringa Kesava Dreta Dada Hari Rupa Daida Gade Sade Jai Dagare Sahure Jai Dagare Sahure Tavakara Kamala Vabrena Kama Buddha Singa Danita Hiranya Kasipu Danu Vringa Kesava Treta Nara Hari Rupa Jaira Gare Saare Jaira Gare Saare Jaira Gare Saare Tavakara Kamala Vabrena Kama Buddha Singa Dani Dai Ranya Kasi Buddha Nu Bringa Ram Savadrita Nara Hari Rupa Jaira Gare Sade Jaira Gare Sade Hey, Jayadagade Sade. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hey Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jaya Nasringhare, 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 Jaya Nasringhare. Jaya Palad Maharaj, Palad Maharaj, Palad Maharaj, Jaya Palad Maharaj. Jaya Nasingha Dev, Nasingha Dev, Nasingha Dev, Jaya Nasingha Dev. Jaya Nasingha Dev, Jaya Nasingha Dev. Jai Om Vishnupad, Paramahansa Paravatacharya, also Tera. Satashi Shimad, His Divine Grace, Abhaya Charanada Bhaktivananda Goswami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Anandakoti, Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya, Srila Huridas Thakur Ki Jai, Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha Shiva Siddhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopikopatnath Shyamakunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Mathuram Kijai Jagatasami Kijai Yamunamai Kijai Srimati Lasi Devi Kijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Kijai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is to Sri Guru Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Om Vishvaraya Krishnamastaya Buddhale Srimati Bhakti Vandas. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nirashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha. Deja Tarni Saomagana Timidanda Shaganjana. Shilakaya Chakshurum Meditam Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances under the lotus feet of my spiritual master's divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So today is a very special day in the Vaishnava calendar. It's the appearance day. Well, it's appearance day of Lord Nrsimha. It was also Mother Krishna Puri's birthday, so. There's a vast difference between Mother Krishna Puri and Lord Nrsimha Dev. A very big, very big difference.
But in another sense,
they're one. Well, devotee and the Lord. Yeah, so they're both Satchitananda. Yeah, one is Jiva Tattva, one's Vishnu Tattva. But they're both Tattvas. So, let us speak about Lord Nrsimhadev. So, the interesting thing that we learn from the Vedic literatures is that God is not a boring person. Now, most people around the world conceive of God as quite innocuous. That's a good word. You know, in other words, he minds his business and he goes and passes judgment on people and he punishes the sinful and awards the pious. And the real pious people get to go to the kingdom of God where you get to enjoy, it's like Disneyland, eternally. And God just like minds his own business. He doesn't bother you while you're enjoying in heaven. So that's generally conception. But we find from the Bhagavad Gita, in the fifth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, 29th verse, Krishna says, Bhaktaram jagatapasam sarvalokamaheshwaram suridam sarvabhutanam gatvamam shantim richati. And I'm going to concentrate on the first word, Bhaktaram. Bhaktaram means I am the enjoyer. Enjoyer of everything. Just like when we want to criticize a spiritualist as being too much involved in material activities, we call them a bogey, right? A bogey means like a sense enjoyer. Someone tries to enjoy the body. Maybe we should turn on the air conditioner. Or I don't know, maybe too loud. We'll have to think. See, turn it on, we'll see. We'll make an experiment because Otherwise, we're gonna have to get a peacock fan for Sundari, fan or something. I guess she's very hot. So, yeah, let's see. So, Bhaktaram Jagatapasam Sarva Lokamaheshwaram. So, I can tolerate. So, when we call someone enjoyer or a sense enjoyer or bogey, as the sense or the word goes, it's actually an insult. Actually, Prabhupada talked about how there's different classes of people, bogeys and yogis and rogis. A bogey is one who simply tries to enjoy this body thinking that's the all in all. I think you better turn it off. It's a little too loud for me. You can do it from there. Yeah. I mean, it's hard because I have sensitive ears. So a bogey is one who tries to enjoy the body. A yogi is one who tries to connect to Krishna in one of his various aspects. Prameti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavat, Iti, Shabjate. And a rogi is one who is sick. So Prabhupada, one time he was telling a joke, he said, anyway, if you have to go to the bathroom twice a day, you're a bogey, and if you have to go three times or more, what? You're a rogi, you're sick. So we're supposed to be yogis. Anyway. And but Krishna is a bogey. Now, how is that, that Krishna is a bogey? First of all, Krishna doesn't have a material body. We find from the Brahma Sangita, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Krishna has a body made of eternity, bliss, and knowledge. And so that sort of body you can enjoy. And you also have a body made of eternity, bliss, and knowledge. But that enjoyment that you get from your body of eternity, bliss, and knowledge, which you haven't recognized yet, because it's all covered up by the eightfold material elements, that enjoyment you get is actually imbued with bhakti. So the real enjoyment in the spiritual world, because of the Satchitananda body, is that of love, loving exchanges with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and with the Supreme Personality of Godhead's devotees. And so Krishna enjoys these loving exchanges. In fact, Krishna wants us to enjoy with him those loving exchanges, and he wants us to enjoy so much these loving exchanges that he comes down from time to time to start what we call disciplic successions. That means successions of spiritual masters, disciples to save us, and sometimes Krishna even appears as one's guru to guide one in spiritual attainment. It's said that by the mercy of Krishna, one gets guru, and by the mercy of guru, one gets Krishna. So Krishna is always thinking of ways to bring us back. So you may be thinking, if Krishna's thinking of always of ways to bring us back and he always loves us, why is there so much misery in this world? You know, why doesn't he just bring us back, you know, on the flower airplane or the Vaikuntha airplane or something like that and just like make it easy for us here? Well, the reason that it's not so easy for us here is because we are trying to emulate the Supreme Lord in this world. That's also described in Bhagavad Gita. We have this mantra we like to recite, that is, we conditioned souls. Ishwaro ham aham bogi, siddho ham balavan sukhi, which means, I am the Ishwara, instead of Ishwara Paramakrishna Satchitananda Vigraha, Ishwara aham, I am the Ishwara aham. Aham bogi, I'm the bogi. Siddho, bogi, I explained that before, enjoyer. Siddho aham, I'm perfect, I'm powerful, I'm happy, I'm in control. Well, if you think you're in control, can you control even what's happening inside your body? I doubt it. If you're married, can you control your wife or husband? I doubt it. Can you control your children? I doubt it. So what can you control? I mean, you can want something to happen, like I'm wanting my eyes to open up now. So, but let's say if I were to have an accident and, you know, there's some paralysis, or the leg, for example. How can I control it? People get paralyzed. So how are we the controllers? So anyway, so the reason we are not enjoying in this world is because we're trying to do something that's impractical. We're trying to be the controllers. We're trying to be the proprietors. What's that? All right. We're trying to be the enjoyers. So therefore, we're getting frustrated. And Krishna has arranged this material energy in such a way to frustrate us even more. The real misery comes from separation from Krishna. Because the real happiness is having a loving relationship with Krishna. And the real misery is separation from Krishna. But Krishna actually increases the misery in this world to help us understand this better. And that's the reason for the misery in this world, which is a question that's often asked. It's called theodicy. What is the justice of God? You know, why are good things happening to bad people, bad things happening to good people? Anyway, so getting back to the point, is the Lord's the enjoyer, and what does he enjoy? The exchanges with his devotees. That's it. And his exchanges with his devotees are not simply, let's say, stereotypical, I love you, you love me, I appreciate you, I love you, God. No, these exchanges are defined in different, what we call, rasas, or tastes. Just like if you have a relationship with someone in this world, there's all sorts of varieties of tastes you have in that relationship. I mean, sometimes you're angry with the person. I mean, for example, you know, like I have some disciples, sometimes I get angry with them. Sometimes I'm pleased with them. Sometimes. So there's a variety. Sometimes I'm scared for their welfare. Sometimes I'm shocked by what they do. I'm going over what's called the seven indirect rasas. There's seven indirect rasas, or tastes, that one can have in a relationship, and there's five direct tastes. The direct tastes are, you can just like simply think, oh, someone's great. God, let's take it a relationship to God right now. God is great. He's wonderful. And the next one is, I'm a servant of God. That's the second one. Third one is, I'm God's friend. The next one is, you know, I'm God's parent. And the last one is, I'm God's conjugal lover. This is very high. We're not going to get into those details. Especially talking about Lord Nrisingadev, it's not an appropriate time. So, and then apart from that, those five basic relationships, then there are seven indirect relationships that flavor the basic relationships. Just like the spices, they may flavor some preparation or something that you eat. And so their relationships, like, or spices like shock, anger, chivalry, humor. And so God exhibits all these different manifestations of relationships that we can imagine and some that we can't even imagine. God goes beyond our imagination. So now we're going to talk about Lord Nrisingadev. So how does that relate to Lord Nrisingadev? Okay, Lord Nrisingadev is a half-man, half-lion incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why does he come down? Why does God appear like that? Well, you could say, you know, the basic story is that there, once upon a time, there was a big demon. His name was Hiranyakashipu. He liked gold and soft beds. Gold bed. Anyway, and he had a brother who was named Goldeye. Hiranyaksha. His brother was killed, got angry with the Lord. He was, and Hiranyakashipu was torturing all the poor souls, especially his poor son. Prahlad Maharaj wanted to chant Hare Krishna. And he tried to kill Prahlad Maharaj many times. You know, so you can go through this whole story, try to kill him, and finally Lord Nrisingadev pops out of the pillar and kills him. So you can say, all right, Parichanaya Sadunam Vinashaya Chaduskritam, easy to understand, that Krishna comes to annihilate the miscreants and establish religious principles and protect the devotees, which is true. But these are called exoteric purposes. In other words, their apparent purposes, which everybody understands. Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, that was the verse I just quoted. Everybody understands that. You know, God comes down to establish religious principles, protect the devotees, and annihilate the miscreants. Miscreants, for those of you who don't know what that means the bad guys. So, and certainly Lord Nrisingadev did that. But I got news for you. Lord Nrisingadev didn't have to come down to do that. Krishna didn't have to come down to arrange for the battle of Kurukshetra and drive the chariot of Arjuna. Krishna didn't have to appear as Lord Boar. Doesn't have to. Because we have this thing, for us, we have to do things to accomplish a particular purpose, right? Like when we want something, we gotta usually work for it. Like I built this temple, or Krishna built it. No, Krishna didn't build it. Anyway, I was Krishna's instrument. And I had to lay the blocks if I just like desired, let there be a temple. You know, so actually, sometimes people say that, you know, about Prabhupada, let there be a temple. He worked at it. He wanted, like, Jagat Purush Prabhu, he was instrumental in helping Prabhupada the temple in Bombay, right? It was hard work, wasn't it? It's not that Prabhupada just sat back and said, let there be a temple. No, I mean, they had to collect money, they had to do so many things, and there probably was problems getting enough cement, right? Like there was in Vrindavan, there was problems with cement. And sometimes they put a lot of sand in the cement, and they, maybe not in Bombay, but in Vrindavan it happened like that. And things collapsed. So when we want to do something, even for Krishna, it requires some endeavor. But for Krishna, God, for those of you who don't know who Krishna is, he's Aptakama. That means he gets what he wants when he wants it. Wouldn't that be nice if we had that tendency? No. Could you be in trouble? It's like that Midas touch guy. You know, he got this Midas touch and then he turned everything to gold, including his wife and kids, you know. So, no, it's not a good thing if we have that particular ability. It's not a good thing. So, Aptakama, and therefore he's also Swarat. We'd mentioned this morning in class too. Swarat means he's independent. So, whatever he wants, he gets whenever he wants. So, getting back to the Nrsingadev story, that here is poor Prahlad Maharaj being tortured by Hiranyakashipu. So, Lord Nrsingadev or Krishna could have just wished him dead like that. Right? He doesn't have to think, because all of Krishna's energies, God's energies, are first class servants. A first class servant is one who does what the, forget about the word master, it's not politically correct, boss. Okay. Is there a more politically correct word? Boss, facilitator. Okay, I'm just trying to be modern and politically correct. So a first-class employee, a first-class servant, just joking aside, does what the boss wants without being asked, because he knows what? The intention, the mind, the desire of the boss. Just like Rupa Goswami, who is our acharya, we're called Rupanugas. It's called Rupa. He's called our acharya, and we are called Rupanugas because Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam. Stapitam yena bhutale. For those of you who don't know what that means, he understood the intention of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You understand? So that's a first class service. So Krishna has his energies. Parasha Shaktir Vibhidaiva Shuyate Swabhavaki Jnana Balakriyacha. Multifarious energies. We're one of Krishna's energies, but we're right now uncooperative energy. But Krishna's energies are first-class servants. In other words, they do what Krishna wants just because he wants it. A second-class servant does what the facilitator, master, wants, but he has to be asked. And he does it gladly. Oh, yes, thank you for giving me those instructions. A third-class servant also does what the boss wants, but he does it in a grumbling way. Oh, why did he ask me to do this? I gotta do it. If I don't do this, I'll get fired. Oh, I got to do RT today for the deities. Cause I got to go to Mangal RT because this temple president and his Gurudev said I can't eat breakfast unless I go to Mangal RT. Right? We were threatening like that. You know, somehow or other. Argumentum ad vaculum, it's called. The stick. So that's a third class servant. And a tenth class, guess what? Doesn't do anything at all. May do the opposite. But he just doesn't do it. He or she doesn't do it. So the energy is a first class servant. So when God wants something, let's say God something, actually, if God wanted there to be no demons, there wouldn't be any demons. Now, what's a demon anyway? Okay, I think I need to go back a little bit. A demon is not simply someone who has big teeth like this sticking out. You understand? Fangs. Naturally, Prabhupada uses the word demon a lot in his books. And when I was young, if someone said someone was a demon, I thought he had a forked tail and horns coming out of his head. And that's what I thought demons were. But when Prabhupada uses the word demon, he means in regard to someone who doesn't accept G-O-D. God, that's all. I mean, a simple thing. It's not, it's a pejorative, yes. But it doesn't mean that someone is uncultured, a slob, ugly, or anything like that. Like you have Hiranyakashipu, we're talking about. He's quite a handsome chap. Hiranyakashipu, who is the father of Prahlad Maharaj, he was expert in the Bhagavad Gita philosophy, at least the second chapter. Because the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita teaches what? You're not the body. What does it teach? That you're undergoing changes of the body from boyhood or girlhood to youth and then to old age and then you die and then you take another body. That's science. That's not... It has nothing to do with religion, basically, in terms of sectarianism. So that's what Hiranyakashipu, this demon, understood. He was a cultured demon. Ravan, who was also a demon, he was cultured. He was so cultured that when great personalities wanted to do a fire sacrifice, they would invite Ravan to help them with the fire sacrifice because he could pronounce the mantras better than they could. You know, sophisticated guy. I mean, if you met him, you would think, you know, what a gentleman this guy is. Just doesn't like God, you know. That's little issue. Little problem. So that's what Prabhupada meant by demons. So anyway, of course, Hiranyakashipu did a lot of things that weren't gentlemanly, like trying to kill his son and stopping the Brahmins from performing sacrifices. But still, he was quite educated, quite intelligent. And we were telling the story this morning that when his brother died, Hiranyaksha died, he was killed by Vishnu in the form of a Lord Boar, he actually preached Bhagavad Gita philosophy to his relatives. And he said, you know, you're not the body, you know, it's the karma. What can you do? So, anyway, so that's what a demon is. So Krishna arranges for specific personalities to come down and act demoniacally so that he can enjoy certain activities that he doesn't enjoy in the spiritual world. Activities like fighting, like ghastliness, that's one of the indirect rasas. You know, ghastly? Does everyone know what ghastly means? Like if you were to see like blood flowing in the middle of the temple room. That's ghastly. I'm not saying we should do that. That's ghastliness and anger. And in order to do or experience those particular rasas or tastes, Krishna wants to do it with his devotee. Not with some ordinary run-of-the-mill American politician. Oh, sorry. An ordinary run-of-the-mill demon. He wants to do it with his, exchange these rasas with his devotees. So sometimes you'll find that devotees leave the spiritual world, not just to preach. I mean, some devotees leave the spiritual world to preach. They're called Shakta Vesha avatars, like Prabhupada came down to preach Krishna consciousness, and Buddha came down for a specific purpose, even Parashuram came down for a specific purpose. And other, Prithu and Archie, that's also Shakta Vesha avatar of the Supreme Lord. Apart from those who come down to preach, then Krishna arranges for his devotees in the spiritual world to come down, and sometimes he uses the excuse of having them cursed so they'll come down and become demons and fight with him, so Krishna can enjoy that exchange. So in this particular case, you know, the story goes that in the spiritual world, you have some guards. I'm sure they don't have guns. They don't have that in the spiritual world. Anyway, they're guarding the spiritual world, and these four personalities, the Kumaras, the four little boys, innocent little boys, they try to enter the spiritual world, and these two personalities, Jai and Vijay, who are guarding the spiritual world, didn't recognize them. It didn't understand how great they were. Actually, they weren't that great because they weren't devotees at that point. They were Brahmavadis. They were absorbed in Brahman like that, rather than being absorbed in the personal aspect of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they became devotees just by smelling the tulsi leaves and flowers offered to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. So anyway, so they were stopped. The four Kumaras, they were stopped by Jai and Vijay, and the Kumaras got angry. I'm telling the story real quickly because I think everybody knows it. And they were cursed. Jai and Vijay were cursed to come down. They were given the chance, seven births as devotees or three births as demons, and they chose to become demons. And the demons that they became were Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, which we mentioned today, and also Ravana and Kumbhakarna, and Dantavakra and Shishupal, all of whom were killed by Krishna. So Krishna enjoyed, and when he, not only does he enjoy this exchange, but he enjoys putting on different guises to do this too. I mean, sometimes Krishna appears as he is when he killed all those demons in Vrindavan, right? And the demons that get killed by Krishna get liberated. So you may say, oh, these four demons, that even there's demons who didn't come from the spiritual world, they get liberated. And some of the demons who get killed by Krishna, they go back to the spiritual world, like Putana and some of the others, by the mercy of Krishna. So it's all merciful, loving exchange between Krishna and his parts and parcels. So therefore, Krishna sometimes appears as half man, half lion. That's the Lord Nrsingadev incarnation. Sometimes he appears as Varaha Nrsinga. That's another incarnation. So it's explained in the Padma Purana and the other Vedic literatures, there's 8,400,000 species of life. So Krishna appears in each and every one of those species of life. That's pretty amazing. So one day if you see an ant crawling on the floor with a peacock feather, don't put him out of the temple room. Krishna must have an ant incarnation. Right? Krishna must have a bear incarnation. Krishna must have, well, he does have a fish incarnation. We know about that one already. And then Krishna makes incarnations in species that don't even exist. So there's more than 8,400,000. Like he combined, mixes and matches. Lord Nrsingadev is a mix and match. I mean, where have you ever seen a half man, half lion. I haven't seen one except in the case of Lord Nrsingadev. So he comes down to enjoy, as we're talking about in the beginning of this whole discussion, because he's the enjoyer. He's the supreme enjoyer. Bhaktaram jagatapasam sarvaloka maheswaram. And if someone understands this, getting back to that particular verse, 529 in the Gita, Bhaktaram jagatapasam sarvaloka maheswaram suridam sarvabhutanam gyatvamam shanti mrichati, one becomes peaceful. And that's really the point. When we see Lord Nrsingadev, or see him, hopefully he's not attacking you, but anyway, when you hear about his pastimes, then you just think how the Lord is enjoying it. And not only that, you should think how you can give the Lord enjoyment. That's the switch in consciousness that we need to have. Now, of course, when people first start spiritual life, they start for their own ulterior purposes. As Krishna says in the Gita, Chaturvidha, Bhajanti Mam, people come to me because they're looking for wealth. They're looking for knowledge. They're in distress, or they're just a little curious there. You know, so everyone who comes to God in this world has some ulterior purpose. But ultimately, what satisfies the self, according to the Bhagavatam, Savaipum Samparo Dharma Yata Bhaktir Hokshje Hoytakiya Pratita Yatma Supersedate. So that verse, Yatma Supersedate, means to satisfy the self. What really satisfies the self is Hoytakiya Pratita. No material motivation, apratyata, and not stopped under any condition, service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the perfect example of that, getting back to Lord Nrsingadev, it's not just Bhagavad Gita class, is Prahlad Maharaj. Here's a perfect example of someone who continued to serve the Lord under all circumstances, and there was no material reason for him serving the Lord. So what is the story of Prahlad Maharaj? Well, of course, he had the association of Narada Muni when he was in the womb of his mother. That helps. As we know, nurture is more important than nature. The Prabhupada said one time, virtually only demoniac blood flowed in Prahlad Maharaj's body. But still, because he had that association with Narada Muni, everything changed. That's another point. Sadhu sangha, sarvasastra koi, lava matra, sadhu sangha, sarvasiddhi hoi. So anyway, Prahlad Maharaj, shortly after he was born, or maybe right after he was born, or during the time of the womb, he was completely dedicated to serving the Lord. And not only serving the Lord and chanting and everything like that, you know, the nine processes of devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnusmaranam, etc., hearing, chanting, remembering, etc., that he even was trying to share. This is the boldness of a devotee. Abhaya Satva Sham Shri Jnana Yoga Vyavastitihi. The boldness of a devotee trying to share Krishna consciousness in the most difficult circumstance. Perfect example of apratyata, not deterred in any circumstance. What was that most difficult circumstance? He was preaching at his school. And we're not talking about NC State or ECU or what else? UNC. But his school was a school filled with the sons of the demons. You know, his father's best friends. And his teachers were certainly averse to the glorification of the Supreme Personality of God. Their names were Sunda and Amarka, the sons of Shukracharya. Shukracharya would sometimes worship Vishnu to get something from him, but when it came time for Vishnu to collect the rent, he refused to give. So anyway, just all these kids who were just like trained up, there's no God, there's no God, there's no God, You can be the God. You can be God. You're the Lord of your universe. Anyway, Lord of your life. And so they were trained. And Prahlad Maharaj was in school getting them to chant. Of course, he did wait until it was, as Prabhupada said, what, the tiffin hour. Prabhupada's like, wonderful expression. Tiffin hour means time for lunch. Tiffins are like the thing that people carry their luncheon. So I would just visualize Sundana and Amarka carrying their tiffins. Well, that's pretty amazing. And so we preach to them, they come back in and find him, all the kids like having a good time, the kirtan and everything like that. And they would, several times they took him to his father. His father tried to do so many horrendous things to him. I mean, talk about child abuse. There's never been a child abuser as bad as Aranyakashipu. You know, throwing your kid in a vipers, you know, in a whole pit of vipers, throwing him off a cliff, having your wife feed him poison, putting him in fire. I mean, there's this whole story about Holika, having your sister hold him in the middle of a fire because his sister was supposed to be immune from fire, but she got burnt to a crisp. So all these things were done. And what does he do? He doesn't stop chanting. He goes, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And his father asks him, what's the best thing you learned in school? And he says to his father, Dad, you better give up everything, you know. You better take sannyas, or go to the vanaprastha, not sannyas. And, you know, how can someone say something like that? Here's this guy, practically, he's got everybody in the whole universe frightened of him. A little kid. And he's talking back to his father. Oh, my God. And Krishna protected him in every instance, of course. Of course, don't try that at home. That would be very dangerous. Because, you know, people do that. Oh, I chanted Nishinga, Nishinga, Nishinga. You know, I was speeding the other day in my car, and the police pulled up, and I was chanting, Nishinga, 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 Jai Nishinga, Shri Nishinga, Jai Jai Nishinga Dev, Pala Desha, Jaya Padma, Mukha Padma Bringa. And he pulls up, and I'm thinking he's going to say, that's all right, you can go. But it wasn't. So I was thinking, why didn't Lord Nrsingadev protect me? Well, there's a verse, another verse in the Bhagavad Gita, Nanyas Chintayanto Mam Yejanak Paripasate, that you have to be completely absorbed in Krishna and not speeding in your car. And Krishna never says, I'll protect you from speeding tickets. So I had to go to my lawyer instead of Krishna. So, and he protected me. So the point is, Prahlad Maharaj completely ananyas chintayanto mam. There was no other focus of Prahlad Maharaj's mind. Yejanak paripasate. Yogakshema vahamiham. Then Krishna preserves what you have, he protects you, and carries what you lack. So, therefore, Prahlad Maharaj was protected. Okay. And so let's. I'm not going to tell the whole story. So one thing led to another, and eventually, Hiranyakashipu had had enough with Prahlad Maharaj and was getting ready to kill him personally. But first, he wanted to find out where you get your power from. And Prahlad Maharaj said, "You know, the same place you get your power from, because all power comes from Krishna, isn't it? Aham sarvasya prabhu, matak sarvam pravartate." And so. And then Hiranyakashipu says, where's your God? And Prahlad Maharaj says, he's everywhere. And Hiranyakashipu says, he's in the pillar. Asks. Prahlad Maharaj said, yeah, sure. And then Hiranyakashipu goes and he tries to strike the pillar, saying, I'm going to kill your God. And God, Lord Nrsingadev, pops out of the pillar and does an intestectomy on Hiranyakashipu. That means he takes out his intestines. And of course, we're not going to... Anyway, there's a lot more to the story about how he's not supposed to be killed in the day or in the night, inside or outside. So the Lord made the arrangement to kill him in the twilight hours, which is when we can break the fast. and the doorstep, which is not inside or outside. So in this way, he killed him. But the real point I'm making is that Prahlad Maharaj's devotional service was a haitaki of pratyata. Because even after that, you know, God kills his father, okay, free of his father. But you would think that Prahlad Maharaj would be jumping in ecstasy. And not only jumping in ecstasy because, you know, the guy who harassed me is dead, but also jumping in ecstasy because Lord Narsingadev offered him whatever he wanted. I mean, that's pretty, isn't it? Good, isn't it? You know, I wouldn't mind if God said to me, whatever you want, dear Krishna Maharaj, you can have. I would have a long laundry list for him if he came, you know. New car, you know, so many things. So anyway, not really. So he offered him whatever you want. Not only that, but Lord Narsingadev took Prahlad Maharaj, put him on his lap, because Prahlad Maharaj was the only one able to pacify him, to get him to quell his anger, and he licked him. I mean, those of you who have cats, you know what it means when a cat licks you. Oh, he loves me. So Lord... Lord Narsingadev, I mean, this is amazing. Because he was able to show his love for his devotee by licking him, putting him on his lap and licking him. And then he said to Prahlad Maharaj, whatever you want. And Prahlad Maharaj didn't forget his devotion at that point. That's even more, can deviate us even more than miseries, is when we're offered something nice. You know, it's easier for me, at least, to remember God when everything's going bad. You know, if something goes bad, I just go for a long walk and chant japa for like 20 hours without stop. But if everything's going good, I rejoice and forget God. So here is God offering him everything, and he says, I'm not a merchant. I'm not baniya. I'm not a merchant. The only relationship we have is I'm your servant. You see this? Not deterred under any circumstance. A haitukiya pratyata. And then he manifests the foremost quality of a Vaishnava after that. And he says, I am overwhelmed with compassion for the living entities, also his father. And he's asking Lord Narsingadev to give compassion to help the living entities, especially to help his father. And then Lord Narsingadev assures him that many generations of his family, horizontal and vertical, will actually be liberated like that. And then Lord Narsingadev says, I'm never going to kill anyone in your family anymore. So even though there's future descendants of Prahlad Maharaj, there were really challenged individuals in different ways, like Banasura, Lord Narsingadev or Krishna doesn't kill them. So anyway, the point I'm making is the glorification of Prahlad Maharaj, the glorification of devotional service, and the point is that that's what will really make us happy. Yayatma supersedate, savayapum sam, parodharma yato bhakti ahoksaje, ahoitukiya pratyata, yayatma supersedate. So if you want to be happy, then love is the only way. And love means simply desiring the happiness, the enjoyment, like we said, bhoktaram jagatapasam sarvalokamaheshwaram, the enjoyment of Krishna. And that gives you the greatest happiness. When you're no longer aspiring for your own happiness, but trying to love and give, that gives you the greatest happiness. So this is a story about Lord Narsingadev, and we finished right on time. Pretty good timing. So thank you very much. We have a very nice dance. Not me. What's that? Yeah, now you can turn the air conditioner on. Because the dance is going to be louder. All glory is due to divine grace. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premananda. Gauranga. Okay, and after the dance, there's going to be a Haven. Oh, you're going to announce anyway.
Okay.
You don't, you think it's too crowded?
I was thinking that we'll do abhishek, but go quickly, whole family can come offer and...
Hare Krishna. So thank you everyone for joining us. Today is a very auspicious day, the appearance day of Sri Narasimha Dev Bhagwan. Sri Narasimha Dev Bhagwan ki, Sri Prahlad Maharaj ki, Sri Sri Radha Golokananda ki, Giriraj Govardhan ki, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna. Thank you everyone for joining us. So first of all, let's thank Maharaj for the wonderful class on glories of Lord Lord Narasimha Dev. His Holiness Bir Krishna Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Sorry. I just wanted to, Maharaj, appreciate that I absolutely love when you sing the Lord Narasimha Dev prayers. It just feels like it's coming out from your heart and it's going straight to the lotus feet of Lord Narasimha, and you're carrying this this beautiful tune, and you know, I just feel like holding on to your lotus feet, and hopefully you can carry all of us along. Your Narasimha prayers are extremely, extremely beautiful. Thank you so much, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. So we have a wonderful program. We have many more activities coming. So right now, we are going to have the dance performance, as Maharaj already announced, by Champaklata Mataji and her group. And we'll need to reorient everyone, and I'll make that announcement immediately after I finish the schedule. So immediately after the dance performance, we'll have the Abhishek ceremony. And we'll have the Abhishek of Lord Narasimha Dev. We have two beautiful deities here. So we'll give an opportunity for everyone. You can bathe Lord Narasimha Dev. And after the Abhishek, we'll have the Yajna, Narasimha Mahayajna. And in the Yajna, we'll be reciting 108 names of Lord Narasimha Dev. And also we'll be having the Narasimha Kavacha Stotram. So it's going to be very, very auspicious. And also it's coming close to the dusk time. So the Yajna will be right at the time when Lord Narasimha Dev actually killed Hiranyakashipu. So very, very auspicious time. And particularly this year, we planned the Yajna for protection of all devotees. And also with this COVID, we have seen like many, many of us have lost close ones. So we want to have this Yajna for protection of everyone, right? And request special mercy of Lord Narasimha Dev. Right? So we'll have the Yajna, after that there'll be a aarti, and then we'll have the Mahaprasadam feast dinner, which will be served downstairs, right? And also our fasting is to dusk, so that will be a good schedule, and we'll be in dusk when the prasadam will be actually served. Okay? So thank you so much. So without further ado, we'll start the dance. And also we need two volunteers in the kitchen for the bhoga preparation. If anyone would like to volunteer with the cooking, please let me know, and you can come in the kitchen and help. Okay? Thank you. Thank you. So we have two volunteers. Wonderful. Okay, so the dance is going to be on this side, right, facing a deity. So everyone needs to move on this side, like this side of the temple. So almost half of the temple room. So from Prabhupada up to the door right there, they need that space for the dance. And also, if you need to enter or exit, please use the side doors. This main door is going to be closed. Hare Krishna. Where is the... Where's temple?
Space over there. Yeah, we need from like where I'm standing straight that way. There's more space on this side. It is up. It's all the way up. Do I have to turn the microphone on?
Yeah.
Okay. Hare Krishna. Okay, yeah, now it's good. Okay. So I'm actually really excited about this dance performance today. This is a song that I've been in love with for years and years. It's a song that I would listen to on repeat just because it's that beautiful. So the repeated phrase, it's three words. Abhaya karam allavo. So you might be familiar with abhaya. Abhaya means fearless. Karam. Karam we have in the tavakara kamalavarenakam. Tavakara, your karas, your hands. So your hands, speaking of course to Krishna, aren't they the ones, allavo means aren't they the ones that grant abhaya, that grant fearlessness? And for me, that's just such a beautiful meditation. To think about how Krishna is loving us with his hands. So this is actually a dashavatar. It goes through all the 10 incarnations, of course including Narasimha. Instead of Buddha, it focuses on Krishna, specifically in the story where he uses his hands to save Draupadi. So every single stanza of this song starts with Abhayakaram Alavo. Aren't they the hands that rescued the Vedas as Matsya? Aren't they the hands that lifted the Mandara mountain as Kurma? Aren't they the hands that rescued Bhumi when she was submerged in the ocean as Varaha? Aren't they the hands that saved Prahlad Maharaj from his evil father? Aren't they the hands as Parashuram that rid the earth of those cruel kings? aren't they the hands as Lord Rama who lifted the bow in order to wed Sita? Aren't they the hands as Lord Balaram that lovingly cared for and protected his younger brother Krishna? Aren't they the hands that saved Draupadi? Aren't they the hands as Kalki who rid the earth of her burden of sinful people at the end of Kali Yuga? So the first stanza, it's called the Pallavi, and then there's the Anupallavi, focuses on how as Lakshmi Narayan, that Narayan is embracing Lakshmi with his hands. So the entire song is a meditation on Krishna's hands. So please relish this beautiful dance. Abhaya Karam Allavo.
Abhayakaram allavo Abhayakaram allavo Alai magaludan urai thirumalavan karamalaradu கவலை தீர்த்திடும் அபயகரம் அல்லவோ அலை மகளுடன் உரை திருமாலவன் கரமலரது கவலை தீர்த்திடும் அபயகரம் அல்லவோ அலை மகளுடன் உரை திருமாலவன் கரமலரது கவலை தீர்த்திடும் அபயகரம் அல்லவோ அழகு கரம் அல்லவோ அழகு கரம் அல்லவோ அலமேலூ அன்னையை அணைத்திடும் கரம் அல்லவோ அழகு கரம் அல்லவோ அலமேலும் அன்னையை அணைத்திடும் கரம் வல்லவோ அள்ளி தந்த அவக சரி சகா
pa ma pa da ma pa ni za ni za sa ni za ga ni za ba ni za sa ga sa ni za ni pa ni mi ga ni za ni da ni ni za ni da ba da sa ni da ba ma ra ba ye karam allah o mantar giri malai tanai aangi amirdam kadai arul seida abaya karam allavo mandaragiri malai tanai aangi amirdam kadai ida arul seida sanida pamada pa mamagare sanida garega sanida nisa ಗಾರಿ ಸರಿ ಗರಿ ಮಾತವ ನಿರಸಾನಿ ರೇ ಗಸ ರೇ ಗ ಮನಿದ ಸಾನಿದ ಗರಿ ಸನಿ ಗರಿ ನಿಸಾನಿ ದ ಮದ ಸನಿ ದವ ಮದಯ ಕರಂ ಅಲ್ಲವೋ ಅಖಿಲಂ ಹಾಗು ಅನ್ನೈ ಓ ದೇವಿಗೈ ಕಾತ ಅಭಯ ಕರಂ ಮಲ್ಲವೋ ಅಖಿಲಮು ಹಾಂಗು ಅನ್ನೈ ಊದೇವಿಗೈ ಕಾತ ಸಾನಿ ದ ಮಗ ಸಾನಿ ದ ಮಗ ಕರುಂ ಅಲ್ಲವೋ ಅರುಂ ನರಸಿಂಹವಾಗಿರಂಗರ್ ಉಡಲ್ ತನೈ ಕಿಳಿತರುಳ್ ಸೇದ ಅಭಯ ಕರುಂ ಅಲ್ಲವೋ ಅರುಂ ನರಸಿಂಹವಾಯ್ ಕಿರಣ್ಯ ಉಡಲ್ ತನ್ನೈ ಕಿಡಿತರುಳ್ ಸೇದ ಅಮದ ಪದ ಸದ ಸ ಪದ ಸರಿ ಗ ಗರಿ ಸರಿ ಸದ ಪದ ಗರಿ ಸದ ಸ ಪದ ಸರಿ ಗ ಗರಿ ಸದ ಸ ಗರಿ ಸರಿ ಸದ ಪದ ಸ ಗರಿ ಸನಿ ದನಿ ಸನಿದ ಪದ ಸನಿದ ಪದ ಬಗೆ ಕರುಂ ಅಲ್ಲವೋ ಮೂಲಗಿ ಮಣ್ಕೇಟ್ ಮೂಲಗು ಮಣಂದ ವಾಮನನಾಯ್ ಅರುಳ್ ಸೇದ ವಜ ಕರುಂ ಅಲ್ಲವೋ ಮೂಡಡಿ ಮಣ್ಕೇಟ್ ಮೂಲಗು ಮಣಂದ ವಾಮನನಾಯ್ ಸರಿ ಗ ಸ ದ ಸ ನಿ ದ ಮ ಗ ಸ ಸರಿ ಗ ಮ ದ ಗ ಚ ಸ ನಿ ದ ಮ ಸ ಸ ನಿ ದ ಮ ಗ ಸ ಸರಿ ಗ ಮ ದ ಸರಿ ಗ ರಿ ಸ ನಿ ದ ನಿ ರಿ ಸ ನಿ ದ ಮ ದ ಸ ನಿ ದ ಮ ಮ ದ ಬ ಗ ಕ ರಂ ಅಲ್ಲವೋ ಎಣ್ಣರುಂ ಪರಶುರಾಮನಾಯ್ ಕಲಪೈ ತನ್ನೈ ಏಂದಿಗ ಅಭಯ ಕರುಂ ಅಲ್ಲವೋ ಎಣ್ಣರುಂ ಪರಶುರಾಮನಾಯ್ ಕಲಪೈ ತನ್ನೈ ಏಂದಿಗ ಸ ನಮಗರಿ ಸ ನಿಸ ನಿದ ಪ ನಮಗರಿ ಸ ನಿದ ಮಮಗ ಕರುಂ ಅಲ್ಲವೋ ಅನ್ಗೂಡೆ
மனம் செய்ய அருள் தனை உடைய தபய கரம் அல்லவோ அன்போடன் சீதையை மனம் செய்ய அருள் தனை ராமனாய் பருளிய மபதகாரிணே நமதசாரி மபதகாரிதாசரி மாரி சனித பரி மபத பபத சரி சரி சனிதரி சனித பத சனித பபயக்கரும் மானம் தன்னை காத்த அபயகரம் அல்லவோ அபலயாய் சபையில் நின்ற பாஞ்சாலியில் மானம் தன்னை காத்த சரி மணிபகாரி சரி மபதி சரி மபதி சரி மகாரி கமரி கசரி ಬಗಾರಿನಿ ಸಂಕರಿ ಸನಿಧರಿ ಇಸಾರಿ ದಮದ ಸರಿ ದಮ ಕರಂ ಅಲ್ಲವು ಕಲಿಯದಂ ಓಡಿಯಿಲ್ ಉರವಿಯಿಲ್ ಏರಿಗೆ ಕವಲೈಗಳ ತೀರ್ಕ ವಂದರುಳುವ ಬಯ ಕರಂ ಅಲ್ அலை மகளுடன் உரை திருமாலவன் கரமலரது கவலை தீர்த்திடும் அபயக்கரும் அல்லவோ அலை மகளுடன் உரை திருமாலவன் கரமலரது கவலை தீர்த்திடும் அபயக்கரும் அல்லவோ
Thank you so much. We've been obviously meditating on this and absorbed in it for a very, very long time. But it's always a different flavor when we do it for all the assembled Vaishnavas and for Radhika Lokananda. All of a sudden, there's a new sweetness to it. Thank you so much for being such an amazing audience. So I'd like to thank my dancers, not just for learning and dancing, but for doing a lot of the choreography themselves. Most of the dance sequences that you saw us doing, often as solos, generally when they were done as solos, they were choreographed by the dancers themselves. And Shurjana and Radhasmarna, you may have noticed, if you have some knowledge of dance, they brought their Kuchipudi knowledge into this dance as well. So we actually had what's called a Jugalbandi at the final dance sequence, the final swada, or you could also call it a jati, where Shurjana was doing Kuchipudi and some Bharatanatyam, but she was doing Kuchipudi in the center while we all did Bharatanatyam around her. So I'm just overwhelmed constantly. Like, there's never a time that I'm with these amazing girls where I'm not struck by how incredible it is that I get to dance with them. So thank you very, very much. I was realizing also that I failed to mention Vamandev when I went through the incarnations in the beginning. I don't know if any of you noticed, but I know my dancers noticed. So, Jai, all glories to Vamandev. Actually, I adore him. So, it was not a purposeful omission. Okay, so we have Shweta Manjari. Each dancer took responsibility for a particular avatar. The one she took responsibility for was Krishna, the story of Draupadi. Radha Smarna. She took responsibility for Ram, for Ram avatar. Srujana took Parashurama and Kalki. Yeah. Rajvi did Kurma. Yeah. Mancha did Matsya and Balaram. And Nishchala did Vamandev. Varaha was mine. And last but certainly not least, on this most special day of Narsingha Chaturdashi, we all pulled in our thoughts and creativity for the Narsingha part. So thank you again, and I believe now there is Abhishek and Fire Yajna. I'm actually so excited about the video I posted today that I will shamelessly promote my channel. It's Champaka, no H, Champaka, so Camp, AKA. And yeah, I had so much fun doing today's video. It's called Sri Narasingha Loves Hiranyakashipu Too. So check it out.
Hare Krishna. Okay, so again we need to reorient ourselves. At least those devotees who are on this side, please, if you can give some space, we'll have the Abhishek ceremony right there. Okay, so again, let's just wonderfully thank Champaklata Mataji and all the wonderful devotees for their amazing performance. So let's them give them one more Hari Bol. Hari Bol! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Maharaj, will you start that?
Yeah.
So Maharaj will start the Abhishek. Aarti, please. We have not heard you lead kirtan, so we'd like to start.
I have been learning kirtan for so long.
So looks like
everything is working now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. No. Okay, Hare Krishna everyone. Can we get everyone's attention? Hare Krishna. Let's loudly raise our hands and loudly call out for the mercy of Sri Radha Golokananda. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Okay, so just so that everyone knows our plan, so we are going to have the Abhishek right there. And we'll be having two lines, one coming from that side, and we are going to make some space here, so second line will be here. And we request the families to come together, entire family can come and offer Abhishek together. Okay? And during the Abhishek, we'll have wonderful kirtans, so please sing loudly, sing with your hearts, and let's really call out for the mercy of Lord Narasimha Dev Bhagwan. Hare Krishna.
Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschatya Deshatarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadha Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Namaste Narasringaya. Namaste Narasringaya. Pralada Dayone. Pralada Dayone. Hiranyakasipu Bhakshaha, Hiranyakasipu Bhakshaha, Srila Tangala Kalaye, Srila Tangala Kalaye, Itonishrima Paratonishrima, Itonishrima Yato, yamita Tonishrima, yato, yamita Tonishrima, Bahirnishrima, Ridai, Ainishrima, Ainishrima, Nishringama Dim Sharanam Brahpadai. Abakara kamala varena kam abhuta shringham dalita hiranyakasipu tanu bringham kesavadrita narahare rupa jai jagadita hare Jai Jagadisha Hare, Jai Jagadisha Hare, Navakara Kamala Varena Ka, Abhuta Shringham, Dalita Hiranyakasipu, Taru Brigham, Kesavadrita, Nara Hare Rupa, Jai Jagadita Hare, Jai Jagadita Hare, Jai Jagadita Hare. Reina Sama Buddha Tengha Dalita Hiranya Kasihku Danu Bengha Ketava Dreta Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadita Hare Jai Jagadita Hare Jai Jagadita Hare Kabakara Kamala Hare Nakama Buddha Singha Dalita Hiranya Kasipo Danu Bengha Ketava Dreta Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadita Hare Jai Jagadita Hare Ketava Dreta Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadita Hare Jai Jagadita Hare Jai Jagadita Hare Jaya Radha Golokananda, Radha Golokananda, Radhe Jaya Radha Golokananda, Radha Nanda Radha, Jaya Radha Golokananda, Radha Golokananda, Radhe Jaya Radha Golokananda. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe. Jaya Shri Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe.
Louder, louder.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, keep it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare Oh Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare together, everyone together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. One more time, one more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.